Woo!
Yeah. Chuck, open up a beer.
He's the only one drinking today.
Yeah. So, hey, it's Chuck and Farley.
Mike Papa.
And Lindy.
And welcome back to another episode of We're Sorry, Did We Offend You? So that, like Mike said, I'm the only one drinking today, so.
We'll still be a bunch of smartasses anyway.
Yeah, it'll probably be a better show.
Won't have to pee as often.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what a busy effing week, man.
Dude, I'm telling you. So, I've learned now that when these hearings come on, I'll log into Breitbart in the mornings and watch it. And then what's really great is you get into it and then you run it through Facebook. It'll take you to a link where it's running through Facebook, and you get all the comments from people. And it's amazing how many Democrats don't fucking show up and watch these hearings.
Really?
Yeah. It's all people just ripping on the Democrats because they're just idiots. And their little house of cards is starting to collapse on them big time right now.
Well, I hope so. I really do hope so. I don't think there's a way they can cheat themselves out of it. At least I hope they can't. Because so many people are pissed off and they're not being gaslighted by this administration, or that your life is so much better and your wages are up and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you have more disposable income. My ass.
Yeah, and then they get, and then press secretary, gay, lesbian, black chick gets confronted about it, and she fucking lies.
Yeah.
You know, no, that's not the data we saw. Well, what? Where are you getting your fucking data from? I don't even need data to tell you shit's worse.
My data is my fucking bank account.
Yeah.
Under Trump, I was able to pay all my bills and set money aside.
Yeah.
Now I pay my bills.
Yeah. I don't need you to tell me, like, well, our data says this. Your data sucks.
They change their data to meet their narrative is what they do.
But what I'm saying, well, but why I said that the house, their little house of cards is classified as this. Democrats are starting to show exactly how stupid they are.
Uh-huh.
But by some of the comments that they make in these hearings.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get into it.
It's like, which one do you start with?
Yeah, which one do we start with? Well, we'll just start with, like, the first one. The one that happened first was the whistleblowers.
Yeah.
Went in and talked to
the Oversight Committee. And yeah. Jim Jordan and Comer and...
Yeah, let's see. Okay, so that's that Twitter account. I'm trying to...
Bounce back and forth between the two?
Yeah, and what happens is when I have the two sitting side by side,
uh-huh.
it tends to put them both on the same one, and I don't know why.
Okay, so here's one I have where Representative Dan Goldman was trying to prove that Joe Biden was not implicated in the IRS whistleblowers' allegations, but instead accidentally showed that Joe Biden did discuss foreign business dealings with his son. You have that one?
No. Go ahead.
All right. Let's see if I can back it up here. And this guy is the New York guy, Goldman Sachs, who thinks he's so fucking smart.
Mm-hmm.
And you testified that he said to that Hunter told his dad, according to Rob Walker, quote, "I may be trying to start a company or try to do something with these guys." Now, let me ask you something. That doesn't sound much like Joe Biden was involved in whatever Hunter Biden was doing with the CEFC if Hunter Biden is telling him that he's trying to do business with them, does it?
No, but it does show that he told his father he was trying to do business. And he was
okay, well, that is true. Hunter Biden does try to do business. That's correct.
Yes.
So you don't not only have no direct evidence connecting Joe Biden to any of Hunter Biden's business deal, you actually had proof that he wasn't involved. That is the proof that you had. And you
But Joe Biden said he never discussed foreign business.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy just admitted that Hunter was talking to his dad about foreign business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where is this? And then you got Representative Kwesi Mfume.
Mm-hmm.
Who, that guy changed his name. He wasn't born Kwesi Mfume.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Actually, I thought I saved it. It was somebody, I thought I saved the tweet about it because it was just, I couldn't fucking believe mm-hmm. that this guy would actually do this. Mm-hmm. Do you have the, he's talking about checks and balances.
What's his name?
Kweisi, Kweisi Mfume from Maryland.
The FBI.
No, I don't have that one.
The IRS.
Okay, hang on.
Here's what galls me. I don't like these attacks on the Department of Justice, the FBI, the IRS, as if they are somehow anti-U.S. agencies. Those agencies keep this democracy in check. It keeps them afloat. They provide the checks and they provide the balances.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they don't. I know. I saw that one. I didn't save it for a week because I just thought that guy was a fucking idiot.
He is an idiot. See, now I have to look him up to find his real name.
Okay. So here's Representative William Timmons. Okay. This guy's. I kind of like this guy now. But here's what he has to say.
In 2014, Burisma has a problem. They want to get their stock listed on Wall Street. But the prosecutor general is investigating corruption, and they can't get the outcome they want in New York. So what do? They hire Hunter Biden, pay him millions of dollars. Mr. Ziegler, my only question for you is going to be, if I can direct you to page 99 of your transcript, is it accurate to say Hunter Biden received millions of dollars from Burisma?
Yes, that would be accurate.
Thank you. To the American people, I want to point out briefly that Hunter Biden has absolutely zero qualifications in this industry or in business in general, but he does have the big guy.
Yeah. So what? And I have that. I have a different one of that guy. Hold on.
Okay.
Where it goes into a little bit more detail.
Okay. Here you go. Kweisi Mfume was born. He's born Frizzle Gerald Gray
mm-hmm.
in 1948. Changed his name in the 1970s. Kweisi Mfume.
Sure, no. Yeah, really.
Frizzle. You had a name like Frizzle. I'd change it too.
Well, yeah. Well, because everybody will call him Snoop Dogg or something.
For Schnizzle. Frizzle.
Okay. So here's a longer clip of that.
Okay.
Where he gets into some really good stuff about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
Okay.
I recognize Mr. Timmons from South Carolina.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to try to help simplify this for the American people. We are here today because our institutions are broken. The DOJ, the FBI, the IRS have transformed from a balanced apparatus of justice into the political weapon of the left, a process that I believe began during the Obama administration. They actively pursue individuals based on their ideological beliefs, specifically targeting Donald Trump, who poses a significant threat to the political left. Upon his election, the bureaucratic resistance didn't stop. Their hatred for Trump permeated throughout their work, attempting to cripple his administration almost every turn. And for the last 30 months, the DOJ, the FBI, and the IRS have worked to not only protect the criminal actions of the Biden family, but to continue persecuting President Trump. Some describe this as a two-tier system of justice, but what it really is, it's a system deliberately and systematically prosecuting individuals within the Trump orbit due to their hatred for President Trump. Simultaneously, they cover up the crimes of the current president and members of his family, all while issuing selectively timed and perfectly planned indictments against President Trump. Today, we are joined by two whistleblowers from the IRS. There are also whistleblowers from within the FBI and the DOJ. All these people are stepping forward now because after the 2022 election, the American people have entrusted the House majority to Republicans, granting us subpoena power. With gavels in hand, we now possess crucial evidence just months into our investigations. The American people can see plain as day the corruption, bribery, and criminal actions of the Biden family. We are here to do the jobs that the DOJ, the FBI, and the IRS refuse to do. They have failed to fulfill their duties and properly investigate the Biden family and their international bribery schemes, which resulted in million-dollar payouts. I want to again thank you both for coming forward. I cannot imagine how difficult this has been on you and your family. I think the best use of my time is to help simplify the complex scheme for the American people. Help do the job that DOJ, IRS, and FBI, they just refuse to do. We talk about China, we talk about Romania, Ukraine, it all seems complicated. But this scheme was born in 2014 in Ukraine and then replicated in other countries. Ukraine is the proof of concept, if you will. This is the scheme, simple. Foreign client has a problem, pays a Biden, Vice President Biden travels to the country. Vice President Biden leverages U.S. influence to force a favorable outcome for the client. The Biden family earns their fee. That's the scheme.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then you got Biden on tape bragging about it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Oh, well, son of a bitch, you got fired.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole thing but what that was, they wanted, like you said in that earlier clip, they wanted to get, Burisma wanted to be on the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
They couldn't get on there because they were being investigated by this
Shokin
guy. And so Biden made him go away.
Right, then they were able to get what they wanted to get on there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Hunter got a job. Joe got his fee. And
the rest is history.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just a fucking... It's the mob, basically. Joe Biden is a mob boss.
Rudy Giuliani said the other day, he goes, this is more evidence than I had when I took down the mafia crime families.
Yeah.
As far as when it comes to racketeering and bribery and all
mm-hmm.
that shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is more evidence.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you got, you know, like you said, all these DOJ and all these state attorney generals going after Trump, like Georgia. They want to get him for racketeering.
Mm-hmm.
For what? You know, it's like they're doing everything they can because they know if he gets on the ballot
mm-hmm.
and if he's not convicted and blocked by the 14th Amendment,
yep.
they're fucking toast.
Yeah.
And he's already said he's going to fucking shake up the deep state hard because he knows who to go after now. So yeah. They're all running scared.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. And they're showing it by saying stupid shit. They're like, well, this... And we'll, you know, one lady said that our rights aren't guaranteed.
You can play them. Was that?
That was in the other hearing.
We'll
get to it. But she said it, and it's not the first time
people have said that.
And they're
the FBI.
Well, here, since we're talking about the corruption, right, in the Justice Department,
mm-hmm.
FBI.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who Cheryl Atkinson is? Cheryl Atkinson. She was a reporter. Digging into, Hillary Clinton's computers, email scandals, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what she told Matt Gaetz in a about the FBI. This was a few years ago.
Okay.
Prevailed by the government. And sometimes it takes far too long to be able to clear those matters up.
May I say, one little reported facet of my case is one of the federal agents involved in one of the operations against me said that they intended to plant child porn in my husband's computer. This is the FBI.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a case that's currently in litigation unrelated in which an FBI agent has testified that they did that. They have done that. It was not accomplished in my case. I guess the curtain was drawn on that facet of the operation prior to them doing it. But imagine how you ever get out of that. They knew we had a young daughter at home and had allegedly conspired to do that.
So you have a law enforcement agency going to plant child porn on your computer in order to frame you
mm-hmm.
for a crime you didn't commit, but mm-hmm. you'll get convicted. You have a lifetime of sex offender registry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That agency, the more and more that comes out, mm-hmm. I've said it before, I no longer see them as a true law enforcement agency.
I don't either. They're not, and I don't think they have been for a long time.
No.
So, anyway, so during this whistleblower exchange,
mm-hmm.
I think one of the best ones was Marjorie Taylor Greene. she brought some big old fucking, like, hold-up poster boards
uh-huh.
with, like, naked photos of them on her and stuff. Here, I got a couple clips of Marjorie Taylor.
Okay.
She's talking to this Mr. Ziegler guy who turns out to be the unidentified whistleblower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So both whistleblowers are Democrats.
Right.
Mr. Ziegler is a gay Democrat married to a man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and see, and this is, this, and we'll get into it too with Kennedy in the next one.
Uh-huh.
But I think they're afraid of Kennedy is going to give them the playbook. You know, just hand out the Democrat playbook.
Well, the playbook is now, we already know what it is.
Well,
accuse everyone of being a racist, transphobe, homophobe,
mm-hmm.
Nazi.
Yeah.
And they try to take you know, they play the race card and everything. That's the only thing they have.
Yo, Plaskett, I don't know if I have it. She's talked about that too during that hearing the other day about playing the race. So people say I play the race card. Blah, blah, blah.
It's all you do.
It's all you do. You do it. I mean, yeah. I should look for that.
I would like to present this to the committee. This is showing Hunter Biden paying for a victim's United flight from L.A. to Dulles. This was I believe this is a violation of the Mann Act. This is Hunter Biden's, this is his proof that he bought the ticket. He bought it for this woman right here. He flew her from Los Angeles to Washington on June 14th, flew her back to Los Angeles, California on June 15th of 2018. And I would like to point out that if he was purchasing her a plane ticket for sex and traveling across state lines, do you believe that to be a violation of the Mann Act, Mr. Ziegler?
So I can talk to specifically what's in my transcript regarding the Mann Act. So I know we were compiling the information together.
Yes, but Mr. Ziegler, as the law states, by the code of the law, it states traveling, paying someone to go across state lines is prostitution. It's a violation of the Mann Act. Let me just move on just one more second here. So when Hunter Biden paid for this woman to do this with him, to travel across state lines from California to Washington, D.C. on June 15th, this is a violation of the Mann Act. This was prostitution.
So, yeah, so he's paying hookers.
Yeah.
To fly. It's kind of, I thought, I would laugh my ass off when I listened to that because it was like one day and he flew her back out all the way from fucking
L.A.
to Washington for one fucking day and then flew her back? You can't get a Washington hooker? Seriously, for one fucking day?
Yeah.
You can't rub one out? Jesus Christ, dude.
But he's broke. He can't afford child support payments because he's broke, but he can afford to fly hookers around the country.
He can fly hookers around the country, right.
So same hearing, you're talking about how stupid people are.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy Raskin, the dude who wears a bandanas on his head because
he's got cancer or something.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Come up, just go bald. Who cares, right?
Well, I think he is bald, but yeah, like who cares? Oh, he's probably got like stringy hair.
Yeah, well, just shave it.
I know. That was like, we were watching the golf tournament this morning, and the guy that was leading, like he took his hat off and he's basically bald. But he's got stubble, and he's got the horseshoe. It's like, do us bald guys a favor, dude. Shave your head a little bit fucking better. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Like, put a little effort into it.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me play this exchange with the Raskin and the whistleblower.
Okay.
It seems to me this October 7th, 2022 meeting, which you've described as a red line, is just a misunderstanding. That after the U.S. attorney in D.C. declined to partner on the 14 and 15 charges, Mr. Weiss took a good hard look at those charges himself and ultimately decided not to charge them and therefore not to seek the special attorney status. He may have been right about that. He may have been wrong, as you guys make your case for, but it was his decision. Isn't that right, Mr. Shapley?
No, that's not supported by the facts.
Really? Well, which facts is it not supported by?
His own admissions in the October 7th, 2022 meeting that I documented contemporaneously. And if the only piece of...
But he contradicts what you're saying. Do you agree that? He doesn't agree with what you're saying about that meeting. Now, I wasn't at that October 7th, 2022 meeting. It seemed...
So, yeah, he got caught lying.
Yeah, and then he's trying to change...
Yeah, well, I wasn't there. Yeah, obviously. So if you don't know if something's true... Don't fucking bring it up.
Yeah, this guy was there.
Yeah.
This guy was in the meeting, and he documented it.
Yeah.
Along with other people who were in the meeting documented it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, this is...
Well, what facts are those? His own statement.
Yeah. Yeah, the actual facts.
Yeah. Not the shit you make up.
Mm-hmm.
But see, they're idiots. They're trying to spin a narrative is all they're trying to do.
Dude, I get tired of... actually, when they flip it over to the other side... and let the Democrats start questioning people, I get tired of it. Like, well, Donald Trump had secret documents in his house. It's like, we're not here to talk about secret documents, because Joe Biden had secret documents in his house too, dumbass. We're here to talk about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden taking payouts.
Right. Well, it's not only Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. It's his brother Jim. It's his sister.
Yeah. How many family members have they?
Like up to 8 or 9.
Yeah. Well, that's that they can't have it all go to the same guy.
Right. Because they got to spread it out.
They got to spread it around.
And they can't have it go directly to Joe.
Yeah.
So,
and so it goes to Hunter, and it goes to his brother.
You know, and then the fact that the government slow-walked the investigations to allow the statute of limitations to expire. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't do that with any of us. Mm-hmm. You know? If it was you and I, we'd be in prison already. Serving our time. Clanking the cells. Clink, 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 clink. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Here's the whistleblower guy.
Ziegler.
Talking to Comer.
Okay.
About it.
I want to discuss with you specific payments made to Hunter Biden and the Biden family. Democrats and the left-wing media are also saying there's no evidence. But let's get into the evidence, Mr. Ziegler. I want to direct you to pages 99 and 100 of your transcript. How much money did Hunter Biden and his associates receive from the Romanian company you identified?
So that amount would be from Romania. So the approximate total transfers from the Romania company would have been $3.1 million to everyone.
$3.1 million. How much did Hunter Biden and his business associates receive from State Energy HK Limited through the Robinson Walker LLC?
So total transfers from State Energy HK to Rob Walker was $3
million. $3 million. Was there a $100,000 payment from CEFC Infrastructure to Owasco PC, Hunter Biden's professional corporation?
Yes, Chairman.
Approximately how much was transferred to Hunter Biden and his business associates through Hudson West 3?
So the total transfers from Hudson West 3 to everyone was $3.7 million.
$3.7 million. How much money did Hunter Biden and his business associates receive from the Ukrainian company Burisma?
Burisma paid to everyone involved $6.5
million. $6.5 million. Burisma also paid Blue Star Strategies and a law firm hundreds of thousands of dollars, bringing the total Burisma payments to over $7 million. Is that correct?
That is correct. $7.3
million. $7.3 million. Between 2014 and 2019, this brings the total amount of foreign income streams received to approximately $17 million, correct?
That is correct.
What was the purpose of analyzing money from foreign sources, and do you have documents to support your findings?
So for the purpose of documenting the foreign sources is we, as a part of a normal international tax investigation, we have to figure out where the money's coming from. You have to follow the money trail. And as a part of that process, we have to follow different transactions, identify different foreign entities that might be paying a person, and then we go and get those records.
All right. And hopefully you can provide that to the committee.
So yeah. Any records regarding those transactions, we can.
We love evidence on this side of the aisle.
Okay, so now remember all that money he took.
I'm going to discuss with you specific payments.
17.3.
Now here is Ziegler talking to Marjorie Taylor Greene again about tax write-offs.
Okay.
There were deductions for what we believe to be escorts, and then that $10,000 golf club membership. Yes, that was not a golf club membership. That was for a sex club payment.
That was for a sex club payment. Payments such as this through from Hunter Biden to prostitutes.
Yeah, so he's writing off.
Yeah. Escorts as personal assistants, the golf club instead of the sex club. He's writing all this shit off.
Yeah, it's like, and yet they, there's nothing to see here, folks.
But Joe Biden, people need to pay their fair share, you know.
Yeah. Just
like back in the day when he wrote the crime bill, being tough on drugs, you know, a piece of crack the size of a nickel will send you to prison, gun charges, you know. All this anti-gun shit. Biggest fucking hypocrites ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but okay. Well, the thing about that is, when he left, he was out of the White House for what, 4 years?
4 years.
How much money did he make in those fucking 4 years?
17 point.
Their income.
That started when he was vice president.
Yeah, but his income, his reported income, mm-hmm. went up
considerably.
Considerably, after he was vice president. Where's all this fucking money, coming from? And is he paying his fair share?
Yeah.
Or is he writing off fucking golf club memberships to little kiddie porn?
The real reason he decided to run is because all these other foreign entities are the ones bankrolling him to get back in office,
mm-hmm.
right? And then helping cheat the system to get him in office.
Yeah.
Because Trump was bad for business.
Because he made China pay tariffs.
Yeah.
He brought back all the manufacturing out of Mexico.
Yeah.
It
begins. So Trump was bad for business. All these businesses
mm-hmm.
had to do something to get him out. And now mm-hmm. they want to keep him out.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I don't.
But remember in this Biden, Hunter Biden thing, there was that district attorney that apparently had all these powers that.
The U.S. attorney
Weiss.
Weiss, yeah.
Yeah. Here's Jim Jordan talking to these guys about that.
Last month, David Weiss sent me two letters. In the first letter on June 7th, he said, I have been granted ultimate authority over the matter, including responsibility for deciding where, when, and whether to file charges. The quote that the ranking member just put up. Later that same month, he sent me the second letter where he said, no, I don't. No, I don't have that charging authority. So June 7th, he says, I'm the boss. I can do whatever I darn well want, file it wherever I want. And then June 30th, he says, no, I can't. What happened in between those two events? Your testimony went public. He goes, oh my goodness, I got to change my story because now the truth's coming out. And it sounds like in this investigation to me, Mr. Shapley, that the prosecutors and the investigators were in agreement for most of the investigation, and then we get to October of 2022. I see Mr. Ziegler nodding his head. And that meeting is where David Weiss told you something. Is that right, Mr. Shapley?
Yes.
What did he say? Can you put your mic on there? What did he say?
Yes, he told me he was not the deciding person on whether or not charges were filed. He told us that D.C. U.S. attorney had declined to allow charges. He told us that he had requested special counsel authority from Maine DOJ and denied that authority.
And was denied.
That's correct.
Were you the only guy in that meeting?
I was not.
How many other people were there?
There were seven total people, including me.
You and Mr. Weiss and five others, right?
That's correct.
And have any of them come forward and say what you just said is not true?
They have not.
No one has, right?
That is
no
correct.
One is. No one has disputed, refuted. No one said what you said is not true.
That's
and did
correct.
You memorialize what took place in that meeting? Did you memorialize that?
Yes, I did. That day when I returned home from the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office, I put it in an email to the two senior executives at my agency.
You put it in an email that day.
That's correct.
Contemporaneous with when it happened. I got the email here. It's Exhibit 10 in your testimony when you were interviewed by the Ways and Means Committee. October 7th, Friday evening, 6:09 p.m. That email, right?
That's correct.
Sent to Mr. Walden and Mr. Batdorf. Who are those individuals?
Mike Batdorf is the Director of Field Operations for Southern Division of IRCI, and Daryl Walden was the Special Agent in Charge of the Washington, D.C. Field Office.
These are your bosses, right?
That's correct.
Did Mr. Walden get back to you?
Yes, he did.
Remember what he said?
He said, thanks, Gary, you covered it all.
You covered it all. He didn't say, thanks, Gary, but you're wrong. That's not what happened. He.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, but when are they going to start handing out fucking sentences and impeachments and all this other shit? Because this is getting really fucking old.
It is.
It's funny to watch. I mean, it really is funny to watch these fucking. Turd Democrats fucking sweat.
Step on each other.
Yeah. But it's really getting old that they're not fucking doing anything.
But it's all talk, dude. This is all going to be talk. So here, we talked a minute ago about the big tax guys. I don't know who this Democrat Rep Caesar's from or who he is,
mm-hmm.
but you got to listen to this. That's funny. When Democrats, we talk about them owning themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'm interested in whether you could commit in short order to holding a hearing about holding billionaires and big corporations accountable for evading their taxes. I think this could be a bipartisan hearing. It could result in reductions to the deficit. And if we have interest in holding folks accountable on tax evasion, I think we should be looking at the biggest fish we can across the board.
We're starting here today.
No, but I'm talking, we're having a hearing about accountability. But what I want to know is why it is folks have voted for cutting billions of dollars in order to let folks off the hook. So I'd be interested, if we could have a hearing on the fact that the IRS has lost to attrition thousands of employees, including those with sophisticated skills.
A big fish. Yeah, we're doing that.
Yeah.
Fucking oops, open mouth, insert foot.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go back and back and back on and on and on of this.
I know.
It's
the fact of the matter is, is anything going to get done?
No.
The statute of limitations is up. So Hunter can't go to jail for any of this.
So here's the thing. The main charges, the big charges, have been the statute. They let the statute of limitations run out. They slow walked it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
He was filed with misdemeanors and then the gun charge. And I got a Jeremy Raskin thing about the gun charge here in a second.
Uh-huh.
The judge does not have to accept the plea deal. Well, once again, I have to find it. I thought I saved it about the, we talked about all the special privileges,
uh-huh.
Right? He said, one of these guys, like, listen, and all the time I've been doing this, there is a clause basically where the judge has to accept that plea deal or the sentence. If they accept the plea deal, they can't impose their own sentence. They have to accept that sentence. He goes, I've only seen this like two times in my entire career. I've asked for this, and I've never gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, why is it always favor the Bidens? Why does it always favor these guys that no matter what they do, you know, they're getting this special treatment? Anyways, I'll look for it on our short little break.
Okay.
But I do want to play this clip from Raskin here because it goes to that gun charge.
Okay.
Obviously, we're big gun guys here, but let's listen to see if you can pick up on this.
Okay.
Person in Iowa. Today, we get to witness mega Republicans take the side of IRS agents from the deep state against a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney and a rich guy exercising his Second Amendment rights, but now facing criminal gun charges and tax charges that they would call in any other circumstance purely technical. We are about to hear testimony from two IRS criminal investigators.
A rich guy exercising his Second Amendment rights. That's what he referred to Hunter Biden as. Did you catch that?
Yeah, that's what I was like, what?
That...
Okay, he didn't exercise his... Your Second Amendment right is not the right to lie on your application, and it's not your right to throw the gun in a dumpster by a fucking elementary school.
Okay, if people... let me put it this way. Here's my feeling.
Uh-huh.
If we as Americans were truly, truly exercising our Second Amendment rights...
Yeah.
Guess what we wouldn't have to do?
Have government.
Fill out a fucking form to own a gun.
Yeah, that too.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that not an infringement on my gun ownership rights? It is.
Yeah, because they're the ones that determine if you're capable.
Competent or...
Yeah. Well, we're sorry. You have this speeding ticket here.
Just like Idiocracy, you know? Carl's Jr. has deemed you an unfit mother.
Yeah, well, apparently that you only need the same qualification to work at Congress or Carl's Jr., so...
Hector Elizondo Camacho.
I'm telling you right now, because these guys, they say the stupidest shit. Remember when Maisie Hirono, we're going to talk about her again, but remember when she said that we have this pesky little thing called the First Amendment? And then, you know, so now all these Democrats are like, well, you know, your rights aren't guaranteed. The fuck they aren't.
So here, Here's what I was talking about before. Matthew Whitaker, prior Attorney General under Trump, right?
Mm-hmm. Iowa boy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Quoted in a TV interview on Newsmax that the plea agreement entered with Hunter Biden is a Rule 11C1C agreement, which means that sentencing parameters in the agreement are binding on the judge if the court accepts the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Again, this is practically a unicorn, quote, in the DOJ. In 21 years, I managed to get one 11C1C agreement authorized. Plea agreements do not bind the court. They are agreements between the government and the defendant. Sentencing remains an issue up to the judge. Agreements and reference sentencing issues are only between the two parties, right? What they will ask for. But this this 11C1C agreement is the only rule, exception to the rule, says the sentencing provision is binding on the judge if the judge accepts a plea deal, and if the judge does not accept the proposed sentence, there is no guilty plea.
Right.
So, once again, if the court, if this judge now accepts the guilty plea, they basically, the judge's discretion is gone, and Hunter gets probation only.
Yeah. What was that? What was it? Matt, what's his name?
Whitaker.
Yeah, wasn't he a tight end? Was he a tight end with Iowa?
He did play football, like, I believe so, but not positive.
Yeah, I thought he was. I thought he was a tight end. Maybe he's not a tight end.
But he was on Trump's tape for a while.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he was the Attorney General.
Attorney General.
Yeah, kind of big.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's another little hidden gem inside this plea agreement that you can't tell me that, you know, this is not rigged towards the Biden family or the Democrats or a certain connected political elites.
Right.
So I'm just fed up with
yeah,
all
he
this
was,
shit.
Yeah, he was a tight end.
Was he?
Yeah, attended Ankeny High School. He was a tight end on the 1981 Rose Bowl team. So, tight end you there, people.
So,
I'm not talking about gay people either.
He's not a wide receiver?
Not those tight ends. Well, maybe he is a tight end because you don't take it up the poop chute.
So,
like Democrats. What's this? Democrat farting.
So how are we doing there, Lindy? way over?
Yeah. 7 minutes over.
Oh.
Seven minutes?
That's not bad.
That's not bad. So, okay, since we're only 7 minutes over.
What, you want to make it 40 minutes over?
No.
We'll do that in the next segment.
No, I just wanted to bring this thing up. This Maisie Hirono, since I said we were going to get into it again. I don't know how long this clip is. But let's just play it real quick.
Okay.
And I'll stop it when I get to the point I'm going to make.
Okay.
Disagree with opinions of the United States Supreme Court.
Democratic Senator Maisie Hirono is on the committee that just advanced the bill. She joins us now live. Senator, we'll get your response to your colleague, Senator Kennedy, in a moment. But first, what specifically is in this bill that would reform the ethics guidelines of the Supreme Court?
First of all, let's understand that the United States Supreme Court does not have a code of ethics, the kind of code of ethics that applies to all other federal judges. So the highest court in the land should set a standard, should set the highest standard. They do not. And so this is a bill that would do that. What will it do? It will establish a procedure for investigating ethical violations. It will make much clearer recusal requirements. And the third is to give the court time to adopt a code of ethics, and if they do not, then one will be provided to them.
Okay, what code of ethics? I mean, they're just mad because...
Clarence Thomas had a rich friend who takes him on vacations.
Right. They shot down Joe's fucking... loan forgiveness, college loan forgiveness.
Affirmative action.
Yeah.
They're just getting their ass handed to them on court. And, you know,
and they're mad because it's a 6-3, everything's 6-3, 6-3, 6-3. And here's the thing. If these judges were actually doing their fucking job...
Should be 9-0, 9-0, 9-0.
Yeah, there should be no... maybe one dissension, but not. They shouldn't go party line. There's no way it should go party line.
But that's, well, it doesn't always go party line. Some of the conservative judges have voted, and it's been 5-4. But the fact is, Trump if there's any success that Trump did while he was in his 4 years, was to get those justices, well, get three of them in there.
Right.
So, and it's like fucking Ruth Bader Ginsburg trying to hang on and croaked at the wrong fucking time.
Yeah.
You know, but sorry, that's, you know, that's like McCain, you know, all these politicians, Dianne Feinstein, they want to die in office. No, you aren't doing a disservice to the American people by hanging on that long. And when you know you're not healthy, leave. Right?
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah. I'm tired of her. Fuck you. Fuck Hawaii. You guys are stupid too for voting her in. Hey, so real quick, there's a thing on here. The Hunter's attorney, the picture of him smoking a bong.
Yeah.
When Hunter was there visiting or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like yesterday or the day before. Yeah. Well, it's legal in California.
I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. It's legal here, too. I don't agree with it, but I don't care.
The, you know, is there something against the bar? Well, of course, they all do cocaine, and who knows what else they do anyway.
Yeah. Looks like they had some hookers there, too, or something.
Oh, yeah? Well, right on.
I know.
It's, like, it's a tax deduction. I was meeting with my lawyer.
Yeah, exactly.
Legal fees.
Yeah, legal fees. He's the one that charged the... He charged me like 10 grand for legal fees. Of course, it includes hookers and coke and stuff.
You never know.
Oh, that's another thing about that coke, man. It was found in a place in the White House that, like, regular people can't get to. Yeah. So, fuck you, FBI and...
Secret Service.
Secret Service and everybody else. Fucking do your fucking jobs.
They know who it belongs to.
I know. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, and you won't even miss us. Okay, that was a quick break, wasn't it not, folks?
It took three hitting of the pauses.
To unpause it?
Hey.
Yes.
Wait, what do you want?
One, two, three.
Instantly?
And yes. Three.
You want people to actually do their job and create software that fucking works?
Works? How dare you?
Yeah, what? I think this is America?
New America.
Hey, anyways, so.
Substandard.
Like I said, there was a couple hearings this week, but the best one was the one about censorship.
Yeah, dude, where the Democrats.
Dude, before the fucking thing even fucking started, wanted to censor.
RFK.
RFK.
So they wanted a hearing about censorship, and they wanted to censor.
Yeah, they wanted to censor. And here, I have that somewhere. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Wait, I gotta find it because I got two, like I said, I got two Twitter accounts and I don't know which one I fucking shoved it in. And... here it is, right.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait, no, this is before they're introducing and they're gonna give RFK his intro, right? His 5 minutes.
Is this Wasserman Schultz?
Well, no, but this is the, he gives that was Wasserman Schultz. I have that.
He gives his opening statement.
Yeah, but and I can't find it, so I'm not gonna like dig for it. So he goes to offer him his 5 minute off opening statements, and for some reason there's like 10 minutes on the clock, right?
Yeah.
So just. Listen to him have a fucking bitch fit.
Excuse me, point of order. I know that witnesses usually have 5 minutes. I see 10 minutes on the board. Is it going to be 10 minutes?
We'll
for
give
every
him five
witness?
Minutes, but we're pretty lax with this. We'll let him go for
we are?
A little, yeah.
I've seen you gavel down on quite a number of witnesses.
Given senators and former Democrat members of Congress and all kinds
he's
of folks.
Neither.
Yeah.
Neither.
I'm just saying in past history.
Okay,
in
okay. Let's give the time for all the witnesses.
And then. If you want to cut him off and censor him some more, you're welcome to do it.
Oh, that's not my job. That's your job. Why don't you threaten a witness so that they can
Mr.
not want to be a witness?
Mr. Kennedy is recognized for his opening statement. We'll give him 5 minutes, more or less, and then we'll move to the next one. Mr. Kennedy, go right ahead.
But if you want to cut him off and censor him some more...
Because didn't they take a vote? The Democrats take a vote earlier in the week to censor him.
I think so, before he even testified.
Yeah.
I have his opening statement here, but that's too long to play. I need to find some. I didn't really save any clips of it. But let's see. I thought I did. Let's see. House Democrats voted to censor RFK Jr. during a hearing on censorship by which he was invited to speak.
Yeah.
He had some pretty good zingers. Here's Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah, play that. Because she's the one that fucking...
Because House Rule...
Here.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, we respectfully requested that you rescind Mr. Kennedy's invitation to appear here due to his repeated and very recent statements that spread dangerous anti-Semitic and anti-Asian conspiracy theories and attempted to move into executive session because House rules prohibit public testimony that degrades or defames people. His reckless rhetoric helped fuel anti-Semitic incidents, which for the record are at the highest level in the United States since 1970. They have nearly tripled in the last 6 years. Since you gave Mr. Kennedy a megaphone today, I want to give him a chance to correct his statements and prepare some of the harm that he's helped cause. Mr. Kennedy, you're well educated. So yes or no, please. Are you aware that for centuries, Jews have been scapegoated and blamed for causing illnesses like Black Plague and more recently COVID?
I am. Those are known as blood libel, and they are one of the worst and most disturbing parts of human history.
Good. I'm glad to know that, of course, that you acknowledge that. Of course, it's true and well documented that this pernicious form of anti-Semitism led to centuries of discrimination, even horrific pogroms and massacres, and it still fuels deadly violence today. Yet last week, you floated a baseless conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was bioengineered to target Caucasians and Black people, but to spare Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people. Mr. Kennedy, your bizarre, unproven claim echoes that same historic slander of labeling Jews and Chinese people as a race, and that Jews, and in this case Chinese people, somehow managed to avoid a deadly illness that targets other groups for death. You do see that, yes or no?
You're misstating.
No. I quoted what you said earlier, and it is directly what you said. So just ask me yes or no.
I was describing an NIH-funded study.
No, you didn't cite any.
I was describing an NIH-funded study by Cleveland Clinic
reclaiming
scientists.
Reclaiming my time. You did not reference. Reclaiming my
published
time.
Published in USC
Mr.
Medical,
Chairman,
which is one
is mine. The time is mine. I'm reclaiming it. Please ask the witness to stop talking.
You asked me a question.
Reclaiming.
Allow me to answer my question.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like about 10 seconds back.
The time belongs.
You are slandering me incorrectly.
The time belongs.
You're saying is dishonest.
Time belongs to the gentlelady from Florida.
I need to defend myself.
Mr. Chairman,
time belongs to the gentlelady from Florida.
I'd like 15 seconds back.
We will be happy to give you that.
Thank you so much. You did not
reclaiming
cite
my time.
Study.
Dude, she's notorious for that.
Yeah.
For reclaim.
I'm reclaiming my
Yeah, when the answer doesn't go the way she wants, mm-hmm. I reclaim. No, fuck you. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it.
It happens like every time she because she doesn't do her homework. She doesn't fucking understand what she's talking about. And so she thinks she's got this big gotcha thing. And when it turns around and fucking punches her in the face like I want to do. Yes, Captain, please. I said I wanted to punch her in her face.
Won't do any harm. Her face already hit every fucking branch on the ugly tree when she fell out of it, dude.
Every branch? She hit every fucking tree.
So?
She hit every trunk on every fucking ugly tree.
I mean, this is the same chick that fucking cheated to get Hillary fucking nominated. Mm-hmm. Fucked up, you know, and that's why she got run out of the DNC leadership chair, because she got caught cheating.
Right.
So?
Yeah, dude, I fucking cannot stand that fucking broad.
I'm reclaiming it.
You know, ask me a question. I get to answer it. F off.
Yeah. I'm reclaiming it.
Let's see.
But, here is... So before the whole thing started, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Now, where'd it go? God damn it. Before the whole thing started, you know how everybody gets to give their 5-minute speech, all the fucking people giving the question, right?
Yeah.
Congresswoman Stacey Plaskett, the ranking member of the Oversight Committee, gives her a fucking speech, right? And
today
I'm not going to play the whole thing,
hearing
but
in this select committee.
Just listen to this, and I'll stop it when you...
In our previous 3 hearings, we've heard my Republican colleagues and their witnesses downplay the danger of extremism in America. suggesting that the 2020 election was stolen, claimed that January 6th was anything other than an attempted insurrection, anything other than domestic terrorism. From what I can glean about today's hearing, and I'm going to say glean because my Republican colleagues don't really want us to work together. They give us the bare minimum notice for hearings, no subject indicated. We learn who the hearing witnesses is from British tabloids. That's not normal in the House of Representatives. One must wonder, are Republicans scared of giving us the information so that we can do our own due diligence on these conspiracy theories, these ideas that they want to put forward? Indeed, today's hearing will be more of the same. Perhaps they're too far gone to realize that, in fact, this hearing is evidence, as if we needed any more, that MAGA Republicans are a threat to the rule of law in America.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Less than 2 months ago.
Wait a minute. Stop that for a second. Ain't that a violation of the Hatch Act?
I think, according to, isn't Corinne Jean-Pierre gay, lesbian, black chick under investigation for that violation?
Yeah.
You know, and isn't that disparaging half of America? As a sitting member of Congress, you can talk trash about us, but if we just say anything about you while in session, or as a testimony, then we're in violation of House rules. You know, that's bullshit. They, you know, I should be able to say whatever I want then.
Yeah, exactly. If she can say MAGA Republicans. And okay, there were 71 million people voted for fucking Donald Trump.
Right. MAGA Republicans.
Yeah, 71 million people.
Ultra MAGA here.
That's almost a third of the fucking population.
Yeah. Well.
And you're, and you guys somehow fucking managed to create 50,000 or 50 million
votes out of nowhere.
Yeah. So.
That third of the population is the ones that they want to.
Shut up.
Shut up. But yeah.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Put in jail.
No.
Kill?
To depopulate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Exactly. Okay, so yeah, here she is continuing.
So former President Trump, facing mounting investigations into his many alleged crimes, declared that, quote, Republicans in Congress should defund the DOJ and the FBI until they can come to their senses. And we all know that when Trump says jump, the Republicans in the House say, how high? So here we are, on Police Week, watching House Republicans jump to lay the foundation to defund.
Foundation? What's foundation? Anybody? If you know the answer to foundation, please email us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com.
Law enforcement. My colleagues on the far right are on a mission to attack, discredit, and ultimately dismantle the FBI. This is defund the police on steroids. As part of their mission, my colleagues have brought in these former agents, men who lost their security clearances because they were a threat to our national security, who, out of malice or ignorance or both, have put partisan agenda above the oath they swore to serve this country and protect its national security.
Is that from the?
Yeah, that might be the right one. But anyways, she basically said that she gets accused of playing the race card, and it said that's why I searched this, and it said, "I am black, and I'm telling you, you did play the race card." And and maybe she said it in more than one opening statement.
Yeah, I think the one for this hearing was where she said the First Amendment's not absolute.
Well, she did say that, but she did say that she's been accused of playing the race card because she's black and blah, 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 blah. And,
that's all she has.
Right, yeah. So.
Let's see.
It's all she has.
But that's the Democrat platform as a whole.
Yeah, exactly. So here's a Democrat for you. When we talk about how fucking stupid they are and stuff, listen to this clown. This is Jerry Connolly.
Okay.
Okay.
Social distancing. It was not Big Brother government trying to exercise its will on a on an innocent population. It was public health measures to protect lives
from the flu.
Again, something should be celebrated. But no. There's an opportunity to have a conspiracy theory here. There's an opportunity to make political points. And no matter what you may think, Mr. Kennedy, and I revere your name, you're not here to propound your case for censorship. You are here for cynical reasons to be used politically by that side of the aisle to embarrass the current president of the United States, and you're an enabler in that effort today. And it brings shame on a storied name that I revere. I began my political interest with your father, and it makes me profoundly sad to see where we have descended today in this hearing.
Okay, first of all, they're talking about censorship of like during the COVID stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
And social distancing was something put in because they wanted to see
what we would do.
What we would do. It was.
All right, let's try this. There's no scientific fact for 6 feet.
No.
Just like going into a restaurant, you gotta have your mask walking in, but you can sit at your table and take it off.
Right. Exactly.
Because the virus just kind of miraculously goes above the tables.
Or below.
Or below.
Or below. What, whichever one. Because, but it's just specifically right at your height when you walk in, even though everybody's a different fucking height.
Or the high top tables of the bar. Really?
Fuck you people. You were trying to fucking condition us.
So, well, they condition us. They condition us not to trust government.
Right? They condition some people to the point where they're fucking retarded
right
now.
Yeah, because I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The next plandemic or the next national emergency, the government says, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
So, but here on the censorship hearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the token Democrat, Maya Wiley.
Uh-huh.
I don't, civil rights girl, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, you got to listen to this dude. Representative Stewart.
This is a very simple question. Do you trust the government to determine what facts and views the American people are exposed to?
I am not aware of any action of the government that tells the American public what facts they should be exposed
to. You're not aware of that?
No, I am not.
Oh, my gosh. Where have you lived for the last 3 years?
In the United States of America.
Let me tell you. Let me ask you.
Okay, play it again.
A very simple question. Do you trust the government to determine what facts and views the American people are exposed to?
I am not aware of any action of the government that tells the American public what facts they should be exposed to.
You're not aware of that?
No, I am not.
Oh, my gosh. Where have you lived for the last 3 years?
In the United States of America.
Let me tell you. Let me ask you.
So,
That broad, when she gave her opening statement, uh-huh. I knew she was going to be fucking trouble.
She was an idiot.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry, the U.S. government determining what facts, information, and viewpoints in U.S. that the people get, they're talking to Twitter and Facebook and weekly meetings with all these other social media, telling them to pull down this, close this account, pull this account, censor this.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what they were doing.
That's exactly what they were doing. So here, I'm going to play this. This is Kennedy's rant to start the fucking show.
Okay.
Okay.
If by your leave, I'd like to just respond briefly to some of the what I would call defamations that have been just applied to me by the ranking member. I'm happy to talk to you about my opinions on these issues, what you have stated and tried to associate me with through guilt by association is simply inaccurate. Virtually everything, every statement that you just made about me is inaccurate. I have never advised black Americans not to receive vaccines. At one point you say I'm anti-vax, and that's a bad thing. The other moment you point out that all my children are vaxxed. I'm fully compliant with the vaccine schedule myself, except for COVID. I took flu vaccines for 20 years straight. I have never been an anti-vax. I have never told the public avoid vaccination. The only thing I've asked for, and my views are constantly misrepresented, so that the truth of what I believe is not, we're not allowed to have a conversation about that with the American people, which I believe vaccines should be tested with the same rigor as other medicines and medications. You tried to associate me a moment ago with the replacement theory, which is racist.
No, I did not say you
time
had
belongs
the
to the gentleman
theory.
From
I said my colleagues.
The time belongs to the gentleman from
I denounced that theory. It is racist, and I have never endorsed it or had any association with it. Our film on a medical plan. By the
medical
way, Bill
apartheid?
Buxton, Bill Buxton, who is the black CDC official who ultimately exposed the Tuskegee experiment, tried for years and years to appeal to CDC to stop it for 40 years. Finally, he got relief by walking into my uncle's office in the building next door. Teddy held hearings and ended the experiment. I remember that very well. And to say I created a film that encourages blacks not to get adequate medical care is just completely abhorrent.
It's
the witness's time. Do
not use my words.
I'm not censoring the witness. I'm not censoring the witness. He's still talking.
It's my time, and I've given it to the witness. Do not censor him.
I'm not censoring him.
If the views that you and others have applied to me, I've attributed to me, if they were actually true, I can see why I shouldn't be able to testify here today. Those are not true. These are defamations and malignancies that are used to censor me, to prevent people from listening to the actual things that I'm saying. And I think, ranking member, that we should have a real conversation rather than an exchange of ad hominem attacks. And answer very quickly to your question, the term malinformation was coined to describe information that Facebook and Twitter and the other social media sites understood was true, but that the White House and other federal agencies wanted censored anyway for political reasons because it challenged official orthodoxies. I'll give you one example. I was included in a group called the Disinformation Dozen, and Facebook and others were asked to censor us, which they did. And by the way, my Hank Aaron post, it was taken down. My whole Instagram account with 900,000 people was taken down because of that. Oh, they knew, Facebook knew that the Disinformation Dozen claim, and what they said, the Disinformation Dozen came from this very shady group called the Center for Preventing Digital Hate in England that's funded by dark money that should be looked into. They claim that 65% of the vaccine misinformation on the internet was generated by those 12 people. Facebook itself said that is impossible. That is false information. We know that not to be true. And yet, when the White House asked them to censor this Disinformation Dozen, including me, they did it anyway when they knew it to be untrue.
And he goes on. I mean, he did get more than his 5 minutes. Yeah. But Plaskett the whole fucking time just fucking hounded him. And then he said something in there. And I think she brought up something about him bringing up the Tuskegee experiments and stuff like that. But she's a tool.
She is a tool.
Yeah. And here's. To show you how much of a tool she is and how much a hypocrite she is, here's a representative. I think her name is Kamak?
Yeah, that's one. I was just looking for this clip. Play.
Yeah, here. Listen to this.
I believe the ranking member said she was deeply concerned about the affiliation. And we seem to have a guilty by association theme going on here. And so I just have to state for the record that I myself am deeply concerned about the affiliation of the convicted sex trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein, of which the ranking member took campaign donation money from. So I think that's the beauty of the First Amendment, is that we have a right to say what we want to say, but we also have the right to be offended. So I just wanted to point that out.
Okay, so notice she said, besides the fact about there's about the money, she said that we have the right to free speech, right?
Uh-huh.
So now listen to this in the same fucking hearing. This is a compilation. It's but this is Mrs. Sanchez. I don't know where she's from.
Okay.
But listen.
No right given to the people of the United States is absolute, and that includes the right to free speech.
Protective.
No right is absolute.
Right. It's not absolute because you have to call a convention of states.
Well, as long as it's an amendment, either in the Constitution or in one of the amendments to the Constitution, as being the first amendment, right?
Yeah.
As of right now, it is absolute.
But Congress does not have the right to take it away from you.
Right.
And this is where these people are going to go fucking wrong.
Right.
And this is what's going to cause shit to happen. Because that broad right now, I can't tell you I'm live on air what I'm thinking, what's going through my fucking head right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The fact of the matter is, you have, until they do another amendment, which takes a convention of states, or, you know, they have to pass the amendment and then have to be ratified by 37 states, or whatever. That's not going to happen. You're not going to get that many states to sign off on taking away your First Amendment right.
Right. Or any of your rights.
Right. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
They'll try with the second.
And here's the thing. The first fucking person that I find out and I lose a fucking right because of you.
Right. Well, so they keep talking to, like, the Supreme Court took away the right to abortion.
Yeah, there was no right.
There was no right to abortion.
No.
Well,
they keep quoting, the 14th Amendment or something? Which one is it that they keep? And it had said nothing about abortion. It had nothing to do with anything. The thing is, it's
a medical procedure, right? It's murder, in my opinion.
It talked about states' rights or whatever, I think is the amendment that they're talking about.
Is that the 10th Amendment?
I don't know.
I think it's the 10th Amendment.
Yeah. I don't have my... I can't find my little pocket. Yeah.
But regardless, the states' rights... And what it is that was not a federal issue. If it's not in the Constitution or reserved to the federal government in the Constitution as a whole, it belongs to the states.
Right.
Well, that's one of the issues that belongs to the states. The federal government, Supreme Court, what they did is they just said it's not a federal issue. Each state, you deal with it. It's not our problem.
Right.
And people are up in arms over it. Well, now Betty Joe has to go to Indiana to get an abortion because she can't get one in Kentucky. Well, okay. Move to Indiana.
Right.
You want to kill babies, go there.
Well, yeah. It's just fun. I mean, I'm just telling you right now. Do not take my rights. You don't have the right to take my right. You don't even have the right to fucking govern me, you fucking turds. You're there to do a fucking job, and you're not doing... What law has been passed that's benefited the people of the United States? And when I say the people, I'm talking about all the people, even the retards. I mean, the Democrats.
Democrats.
What law has been passed that's benefited the people of this country in the last goddamn... I mean...
It benefits all the laws of the past benefit business or special interests or the politicians themselves.
Yeah.
They're not benefiting us.
Exactly. They're not there to represent us. They fucking lost their way. And it might be time to go biblical on their fucking ass.
Hey, anyways.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a pretty good... If you get a chance, watch these things because... They're great. I mean, it's really fun to watch.
Gotta have a drinking game with them, though.
Dude, yeah, well, it starts too fucking early in the morning here. Yeah, remember. It's like 6 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Hey, I got a few clips I want to play here, kind of changing the subjects.
Yeah, me too. So, so we're going to get off the current political...
But I do want to play this from South Park 20 years ago.
So, okay, fine.
Huh?
I can go with South Park. I like South Park.
Okay. They All these cartoons predict shit.
Today we will be using the finger paint. You will make a painting that shows people of different races and sexual orientations getting along. Finger paint! Finger paint! You will not make any distinction between people of different color, people with different sexual preferences. You will accept everyone. What are you finger painting?
A bear?
Ein Bär? Und Bär has nothing to do with accepting people of different races.
I didn't know what else to paint.
Start over. You will finger paint what we tell you. Go! Faster. 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 Are you done? What is it? What have you done?
People of all colors and creeds holding hands beneath a rainbow.
Good. That wasn't so hard, was it? Now do it again. Faster. Faster. Then we will be using
this is a finger paint. Isn't that the way the government is right now in schools? And
it is. And that's, and you know what? That's the thing. That's what a lot of these younger kids are fucking buying into. They're buying into this shit. They're here, listen to this fucking broad right here.
Is this the one of Dan Crenshaw? That, did you hear that one?
No, this is a woman. This is, she's against work. Listen, listen to what she has to say. Especially you, Lindy.
Why? Whoever fought for women to get jobs. Why? Why did we do that? I am so tired. I want to just put my feet up. Like, I am... Oh my God.
What the hell?
Oh my God, why'd you make me fucking have a job? Why?
But we were talking about here.
I do want to respond to one thing that my colleague, Mr. Crenshaw, mentioned. Because I wrote it down, it really struck me, and I want to say it deeply offends me that he described what we're talking about now as a social contagion. This is not a contagion. These are our constituents.
Let's talk about why this is a, why I call this a social contagion, because it's recent and it's a trend and we have all the data to support it. Look, I haven't insulted anybody today. I've been insulted many times, told that I'm offensive, that I'm cruel, that we have no compassion for children. I'm not, I'm just reciting data. I'm just reciting data. Nobody has once addressed the fact that our data relies on five systematic reviews, which is the gold standard of any kind of evidence-based care. That's what we're relying on when we make this decision about whether this is good or bad. Look, just in the UK, referrals went up by a factor of 33 between 2009 and 2018. There was one pediatric gender clinic that did this kind of affirming care in 2007 in the US. Now there's over 70. The rate of diagnosis increased by 20% each year between 2017 and 2020, then shot up 70% between 2020 and 2021. Prescriptions for both puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones went up by at least 220% between 2017 and 2021. And that's probably an underestimate. This is a study by Reuters, and it's a significant undercount because they're only able to look at insurance claims. Surgeries, both double mastectomies and genital surgeries, have also increased significantly in recent years. Reuters documented 56 genital surgeries in patients between 13 and 17 between 2019 and 2021 alone. None of this was happening before. So like, what's the difference? And why is there other studies that show that you're far more likely to identify as transgender if your peers do so? To say that it's not socially based, to say that it's not based in what your peers are doing, would be refuting the evidence entirely. That's why I say that. It's not offensive. It's a fact. All of the data supports it. All of the numbers support it. So why do older generations not have these same numbers? Why? Could it be that because they didn't have access to all the social media and all of that peer pressure and this new trend? Years ago, we thought that frontal lobotomies were okay, or electroshock therapy was okay. All the scientific consensus thought that was okay, too. Sometimes it's just wrong. In this case, the scientific consensus already says it's wrong. I want a Democrat colleague to please refute All of these systematic reviews, tell me why they're wrong. I tell you why each one of your studies that you present is wrong. Because I've looked at it before you did. I know them better than you do. So let's have that debate. Let's actually debate the science. Don't make this about emotion. Because you know what? That emotional hit, that'll happen to that kid when they're, you know, this happens to them when they're 12 and they transition and they're 25 or 30 or 35 and they can't have kids anymore. What's their emotional state going to be then? How are we not thinking about that? And how are we the cruel ones for even bringing it up?
I do want to respond to one thing.
Yeah. You know, he brings facts to the table.
Right.
And they bring emotions.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. The whole thing with your rights aren't guaranteed.
Right.
No, they are.
They are.
They are.
You know, they don't have anything. The left has nothing.
No. And well, then shoot like Bat or Plaskett. We find out who's going to be on the witness list by the British news or whatever. We're not prepared. She admitted they're not prepared.
Yeah. So, the other day I was...
And even during... Okay, when Nancy was in charge and she put all these Democrats in charge of these committees.
Uh-huh.
The Republicans were still quoting facts and the Democrats are still...
Emotional.
Emotional.
Stupid.
It's all about... What they, I mean, I think they're like letting these fucking Twitter influencer people influence them.
So I found a Bible verse that
I want to be okay. Yeah,
I found a Bible verse that explains a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastes 10:2. Ecclesiastes.
Just watch a Footloose.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes.
A wise man's heart inclines him to the right. But a fool's heart to the left. You ever wonder where the right and the left come from?
There you go.
Come from the Bible.
There you go. There you go.
A fool. They're all fools.
Okay.
God said so.
Yeah. So real quick here, before we go, before we have to go, eventually. Everybody knows the climate czar that John Kerry is.
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, horseman.
You know, and he, remember, I think we played a clip last week where he got called out about flying on a private jet. And
I don't own a jet.
Yeah, my wife does or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Remember the, okay, like, Lindy and I are married. Like, she owns everything I own, correct?
What's hers is hers, what's yours is hers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right, Lindy?
She does an evil grin. Evil grin.
Okay, so he gets into a climate with an actual scientist guy. A climate argument.
Oh, really?
He just gets fucking owned.
Really?
Yeah, listen.
I gotta hear this.
Listen.
Back to the science of it.
But it's not science. You're not quoting science.
Well, you're the science expert. You got the political science degree. Look, let me ask you this. What's the consensus on parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere?
About 406, 406 today.
Okay, 406. Are you aware...
350 being the level that scientists have said is dangerous.
Okay, are you aware... 350 is dangerous, wow. Are you aware that since mammals have walked the planet, the average has been over 1,000 parts per million?
Yeah, but we weren't walking the planet. It's let me just share with you that... We now know that definitively at no point during at least the past 800,000 years has atmospheric CO2 been as high as it is today.
The reason you chose 800,000 years ago is because for 200 million years before that, it was greater than it is today. And I'm going to submit for the record.
Yeah, but there weren't human beings. I mean, there was a different world, folks. We didn't have 7 billion people.
So how did it get to 2,000 parts per million if we humans weren't here?
Because there were all kinds of geologic events happening on Earth which spewed
up... Did geology stop when we got on the planet?
Mr. Chairman, I this is just not a serious conversation.
Your testimony is not serious. I agree.
That was Congressman Massey, who is an actual scientist.
Yeah, yeah, and he just got fucking owned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did geology stop when people got here? No, geology continues.
Yeah. And it's a hell of a lot lower now than it was
ever before.
Yeah.
Under the age of dinosaurs and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, there were some leaked audio from the Secret Service.
Okay.
I don't know if this was the trip to Sweden or not, but hang on. Let me play this audio.
Okay. Secret Service team, the Eagle made it off the airplane without tripping, falling, or getting lost. It looks like it's going to be a great day. All units, please stand by for the Eagle's meet and greet. Oh God, there's kids. Secret Service team, please make sure the Eagle doesn't do anything weird. Seriously, who still brings their kids around this guy? Code Pink! The Eagle found a little girl, but it appears she's refusing to interact. Smart kid. Secret Service team, the Eagle is refusing to give up on this little girl, and oh my God, he's eating her. What is there, ice cream on her dress or something? All units, the Eagle is clearly creeping out this little girl. Oh no, he's going in for a kiss, but she is absolutely not having it. Secret Service team, get the Eagle out of there, and someone give that little girl a medal for bravery.
Good job, Secret Service. Yeah. Now go find that cocaine.
Yeah, now go find out who owns the cocaine. You can keep Joe from fucking doing stupid shit, but you can't fucking find cocaine.
Here's just one more classic example of a leftist Democrat and corruption.
Uh-huh.
You all know Loudoun County, right?
Uh-huh.
Virginia with a transgender issue at the school.
Yeah.
Their Loudoun County chair, Phyllis Randall, recently flew to Ghana on United Airlines in the Polaris business class for their sister city trip. That seat cost the taxpayers more than $7,400.
What?
Yep. And apparently, not only that, but she took a senior staffer at the same price in the same business class.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, roughly $15,000 in just airline tickets for two people. And she tries to say, well, I had to get off first because I was doing business right when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they release her itinerary, which shows her going to the hotel and recovery time and everything else.
Right.
I needed it. I needed to be in that rich business class.
Oh, you mean the black lady?
Yeah.
Is that why you're pointing that out?
Well, it's just, you got to hear this, because Pete Buttigieg, they brought up Pete Buttigieg.
Dude, yes.
There's cabinet members who do the same kind of travel more frequently than you do. And they
cabinet
fly.
Members?
Yep. Pete Buttigieg, for example, flies economy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem to have a problem, and I don't see him on Polaris.
Economy,
he flies
private jets.
Well, then that's one of the Pete Buttigieg is not the chief elected official of the federal government. I am the chief elected official of the county.
Of the county.
Of the county.
Loudoun County.
Okay, first of all, Pete Buttigieg is in a lot of fucking hot water because
taking private jets.
Private jets. He's got to explain, and he's not. No one can explain him, and they fucking didn't Congress or somebody block them from finding out.
Yeah, they're not releasing information.
But yeah,
on a FOIA.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, you're the chief. What of the county?
Chief elected official of the county.
What elected official?
She's a county chair. Of the probably board of supervisors.
Okay, she's on the board of supervisors.
Probably. I don't know how they do it back there, but she's their county chair.
Whatever. Fuck you, lady.
I'm sorry.
The last time I checked, all, and I mean all, elected officials
work for
me.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
As a former government employee, when I had to travel on behalf of the government,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
I traveled internationally. I traveled domestically.
Mm-hmm.
When I purchased my tickets,
uh-huh.
I was bound. There's travel regulations
mm-hmm.
that say you have to buy this certain fare, this economy class fare. If I wanted to upgrade, I have to be able to justify it with a medical documentation or
uh-huh.
medical, right? So yeah. Basically, I'm flying coach. Probably the row right next to the fucking bathrooms that stinks the entire time and
right.
doesn't recline all the way.
Right.
And I got to prove everything. Every voucher, I have to have a receipt for every single thing and mm-hmm. justify every expense.
Well, as 100% disabled, you should not be allowed to sit in the rows with the...
emergency exit?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why, because I can't help?
I'm just saying.
Dur.
I'm just saying, I can do it, but I don't, because they always say like, okay, you got to stay on the plane and help people off. Fuck you.
I'm out.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Not let me fly anymore? I'm gonna pop that fucking door. That fucking slide's gonna inflate, and I'm gone. Fuck you. I'll probably be on the slide as it's inflating.
If you time it right, that little whip on the end might fling you a little further away from the plane. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, did we mention Kamala Harris' Freudian slip, or is that, did we talk about that on the show last week?
The Freudian, oh yeah, we talked about it last week. Okay. Where she said,
Depopulate.
Depopulate, yeah.
Reduce population.
But she went on stage again the other day, and just before she started laughing, the minute she got to the microphone,
she giggled.
She laughed. I mean, it was, thank you, man. It's like, fuck, what is wrong with this woman? Is she fucking tard? Is she a tard?
I believe she is. So anyway, what else we got? Anything?
Nothing really. I mean, we had those two hearings, and I'm like I said, just watch these things. It is classic fucking video. Don't watch C-SPAN. But watch it on Facebook. It's fucking classic video. And then the comments that come up.
I want to see the comments.
Yeah, dude, they're great. Some of these people. I love you people. You people are the smartest motherfuckers out there, I swear to God. I swear to fucking God. So, I'll watch whatever comes up next week. I don't know what's coming up next week. Hopefully something. Well, they better, because Congress got to do their job, right?
Maybe they don't. I don't know. Well, hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Reach out to us. We're at email us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Did We Offend the Letter U? And we are on True Social at Did We Offend You? Reach out to us, like us, follow us, and we'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.